chapter 16, please, in your Bible for just a few moments. It's a great joy to be here. Appreciate camp meeting. I've enjoyed it through the years. I remember many years ago, 30 years ago, one night after coming out praying out here with Brother Hinkle, and we came in here singing. Came in here singing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
If you pray, it'll lead to singing, won't it? It certainly will. I was trying to pray about this service and didn't have peace about a message. You preachers know what I'm talking about. And the Lord gave me this message Monday morning while I was sitting back there. Brother Dana was up here, and it just all came to me just in a matter of a few minutes. I like it when it happens that way. It doesn't always happen that way. So if you don't like it, you'll have to take it up with the Lord. I got nothing to do with it, okay? I'm just the mailman trying to say what the Lord's placed on my heart. I love this camp meeting. When we were foreign missionaries, well, of course, we were not able to be here. But we thought and prayed for the meeting during that time. I am keenly aware and remember so vividly being there, wishing I could be here. And I remember looking at my clock in Northern Ireland, 5 hours ahead, and saying, "Lord, the camp meeting is going to start in 5 minutes." And just being thousands of miles away, but my heart was here, my prayers were here, and there's doubtless people Amen. From many states and many countries praying for this meeting, but you got to be here
yes, sir.
In person.
Amen.
I believe some of you are here in person. I'm not sure about some, but in body you're here anyway. But it's good to be here. This is different from my normal style, but usually I like to say, "Can I get an amen?" But today I'm going to say, "Can I get a refund?" So will you hang with me for just a few minutes? Mark 16, verse 1. "And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him." I want to talk about those sweet spices for just a few moments and the message of the sweet spices.
Amen.
It dawned on me the other morning that these precious ladies did not get to use these sweet spices to anoint the Lord because when they got to the grave, he was gone. Now, they had already used some spices the day our Lord was buried. You can read that.
Yes,
and I don't know why they don't understand that he was not going to be there. They should have known that he was not going to be there. Amen. Didn't he tell them?
Yes, sir.
He told them he'd rise from the dead. They should have come and expected him to be gone. Somehow, they expect his body to still be there, and they're just wondering how we're going to get to him, you know, that who's going to roll us away the stone. And
Amen.
You know what happens. Thank God the angel says he's not here. He's risen like he said. And a little bit later on, he appears to them personally, and they worship him, and they see him. And I never thought about it before, but these sweet spices never got to be used.
Right.
Now, I don't know what happened to those sweet spices. It is possible they just put them up on the shelf and said, "Well, somebody's going to die next, and we'll just save them for the next funeral." It is possible that they took them back to where they bought them and returned them for a refund. Can you imagine that wonderful opportunity the next day? I need to make a refund of these sweet spices. Oh, is something wrong with them? You know, that's what they always ask you. No, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just we don't need them. We took them to anoint Jesus, and he was raised from the dead.
Amen.
And by the way, next time you're down that street, poke your head in the empty tomb and feast your eyes on an empty tomb. He told us he'd rise from the dead. We should have believed it. And it proved every claim. And he definitely is God, because only God could do that. And his resurrection does secure everything that Calvary assures, everything that Calvary secures. But we'd just like to have a refund, if you don't mind. You see, folks, we're not living on the memory of a dead Christ today. We're living in communion with a living Christ. Amen. And I get a refund. Can you imagine how many times that has happened? And I hate to say that at Walmart or wherever. They look at you like, why didn't you try the shoes on, you know, but while you was here? You know, or I hate to take things back, and you have to give them so much information, and you have to give them your license, you know, and it's a big deal. But I imagine it's happened countless times. Can you imagine an old boy goes to Walmart on a Saturday, gets him a couple 12 packs of beer? He drinks one of them 12 packs on Saturday. Then thank God he goes to church on Sunday and gets saved. Can you imagine Monday him going back to Walmart with that unused 12 pack? Can I get a refund? Something wrong with that? No, I bought two Saturday and I drunk the one 12 pack, but I'm never going to drink this one. Yeah. Well, what's the matter with you? Well, you see, I got saved yesterday. Yeah. And I, by the way, I'm still drinking. I'm just drinking out of a different fountain. Yeah. And the Bible tells me not to be drunk with wine and tells me to be sober, free from intoxicants. And she looks at him like, you're crazy. And he says, let me tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he changed my want to and gave me new desires and a new family and a new master and a new destiny. Amen. Thank God. Could I get a refund? Amen. This is out of my style, but it's your fault. Can you imagine how many times people have walked up to the counter there and said, could I get a refund on this CD? Something wrong with it? Is it broken? No, it's just, you see, this is worldly music. And I got saved yesterday, and I'm glad I didn't break the plastic on it. But I can't listen to that kind of music no more. I got saved, and I'm singing a new song. Because he lifted me out of the mire, put me in the choir. I'm not singing anymore about a tear in my beer. I'm singing about Jesus and the blood and heaven and love, mercy, and grace. Can I get a refund? Can you imagine somebody? I'm enjoying this. I ain't never preached like this. I'm a doctrinal preacher, but God put it on my heart. Maybe you can use it. Amen. Can you imagine, old boy, saying, I need a refund if you don't mind. I got this Bible here the other day, but my preacher told me that if it wasn't King James, it's a bunch of junk. Can I get a refund? I'd like to get a real Bible. I don't want one with 3,000 words left out of it, because Jesus said man should not live by bread alone, but by every word, and I want every word. Can I get a refund? A perfect God can write a perfect book and give us a perfect salvation. Well, I think of some in the Bible. I don't know that they got a refund, but they did some returning. Can you imagine the day when Moses went to the wardrobe department of the mighty palace and said, I can't wear these type of clothes no more. I know I'm in line to be the Pharaoh, but I've heard a higher call. And I'm forsaking Egypt. And I can't be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter no more.
Amen.
And I know God put me here to prepare me to lead the people out. But I'm esteeming the reproach of Christ greater treasures than all the wealth down here in Egypt.
Amen.
And I'm turning all this stuff in. And I'm casting my lot with God's despised people.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I think the Apostle Paul did that one day.
Amen.
See, he was a Pharisee.
Yeah.
He was Saul of Tarsus.
Amen.
There was a day when the chief Pharisee said, come on in. And Saul said, yes, sir. I'm turning in my Pharisee robes today.
Yeah.
I can't be a Pharisee no more.
Amen.
He said, I'm sure you heard I met Jesus. I told everybody that he was a lunatic, but I believe he's Lord now.
Amen.
And I can't preach what I used to preach or live like I used to live. I've met the risen Christ, and I count all these things but loss now for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is by the law, but the righteousness which is by faith.
Amen.
In Christ. He turned in his robes, brother. Billy Sunday turned in his uniform one day. He said, I appreciate being a professional ball player. I've enjoyed it these last 8 years, but God's called me to preach.
Yes, sir.
Why, you're crazy, Billy Sunday. You're the fastest man in baseball. Nobody's ever run the bases as fast as you can. You turn your back on fame and fortune. I've done made up my mind. I'm turning in my uniform.
Yeah.
And for the next over 40 years, he preached the gospel all over this country. Hated sin. And folks, he didn't beat around the bush when he preached against alcohol. I wish I could say about some Baptist preachers I know.
Amen.
Do I need to repeat that? I said, Billy Sunday wasn't even a Baptist. He is now, but he wasn't then. But folks, I prayed at his grave in Chicago a few weeks ago and said, oh God, do it again.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with this country. Couldn't be solved by 6 months of old-fashioned Bible-believing, red-hot window, rattling, barnstorming Baptist preaching.
Amen.
That's what this country needs. Some preaching. He turned in his uniform. M.R. DeHaan turned in his doctor's coat one day. He said, God called me to preach, and I've enjoyed being a doctor. But I got to preach the gospel, and you know the rest of the story, and how many tens of millions of people thank God for the day that M.R. DeHaan started preaching the gospel.
Amen.
You see, salvation will make you do some things.
Amen.
Make you turn in some things.
It'll
even make you do a little bit of restitution sometimes. When they had the great revival
Amen.
In Ireland in 1859, so many people got right with God, started bringing back all the stuff they'd stolen from the shipyards. They had to build two warehouses to put everything there that the people had stolen. Folks, that's revival. When we get right with God and get right with one another and start bringing back what we stole. And maybe you're behind on your tithes. You might want to catch up on that too. Amen.
Amen.
Can I get a refund? Can you imagine somebody calling the travel agent? Excuse me, I don't know if I can do this or not, but could I get a refund? I know I done booked for my trip to Monte Carlo. You know, I was going to go over there like I always did and gamble for a week, but I got saved. And I can't gamble no more. I can't gamble no more. Can I get a refund? Can I go to some Christian place? Or at least, I can't gamble no more. Are you with me? Is anybody on the same page I am? Thank God I can't gamble no more. The state of Louisiana tried to get the endorsement on their state lottery of General Robert E. Lee of the Confederacy, and he said, "I won't do it." They said, "We'll give you six times the amount of money you're making right now." And he said, "Don't put my name with that dirty business." Amen. That's right. Amen. Well, let me just say a thing or two and I'll be done. Something else happened in connection with the resurrection of our Lord. Can you imagine at the Jerusalem Burial Association? All these people came in one day. I don't know if they asked for a refund or a deposit back or whatever, but they said, "Oh, what's going on?" They said, "Well, you know, we bought a grave plot from you, and Grandpa died, and he is buried 39 years ago, and he was one of them Bible believers, and we didn't really think much of him at the time, but that day Jesus died, his grave was opened. And the day Jesus came out of the grave, Papa came out of the grave, and we're none of us really old, and we'd be willing to sell you that plot back. Could I get a refund?" You see, Jesus just messed up everything, didn't he? And the Bible says the Bible says that many of the saints arose and went into Jerusalem and appeared unto many. Wasn't that a day? People was saying, "Hello, Grandpa, good to see you. What in the world's going on?" I'll tell you what's going on. Jesus arose from the dead. That's all that's going on. What a time. What a time. Well, that happened. I like the phone call the widow of Nain made one day. "Hello, this is the widow of Nain. And is this the Nain Tombstone and Association?" "Yes. Well, I've just called to cancel my appointment. I know I had an appointment with you today at 1 o'clock, and, you know, my son died the other day, and we was having a funeral and everything, but then Jesus came walking into town and raised my boy from the dead, you know. My husband's dead, and Jesus raised my little boy. And would you mind holding the phone, sir, while I shout just a little bit here?" "And, if you don't mind, cancel my appointment because I don't need it." Amen. I tell you what Jesus does. He makes a way. He changes lives. He speaks peace. Thank God. He can spread a table. He can rend a veil. Thank God. He can meet your need. He can save your soul. He can give you purpose and meaning and joy. That's all I wanted to say today. The message of the spices. I can't wait till next time I have to return something. Can I get a refund? And by the way, did you know Mark 16:1? And folks, there's opportunities everywhere. Boy, we got news to tell. We got news to tell. There's religion in 1,000 names, but salvation in only one. Is he not all glorious? All majestic and all charming. Is he not the highest of the high? The sweetest of the sweet and the dearest of the dear. And the choicest of the choice and the best of the best. Is he not?
Amen.
All that and more. Can I get a refund?